5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I am back. It's your boy Roy, back from a 7-day vacation, feeling great, feeling pumped. Hope everybody's doing good. Well, corona free, it's Little Friday. You know it as Thursday, October 29th, 2020. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. Hope everybody's doing great. I'm amped up as usual. Show's amped up. Show's numbers are off the chain as they usually are. It's pretty stable since we haven't broadcasted in the last 7 days. I do welcome you back, and I thank you for downloading and smashing the damn play button here with your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, broadcasting live from the paradise city of Sarasota, Florida, where we broadcast normally Monday through Friday for 1 hour a day here. And you can interact with the show. We definitely encourage the audience, and there's a damn large audience out there from what the numbers are saying early. Usual suspects, we haven't got any 10th international country to join us. You know, we got the top nine, and we'll go over that. And your damn show's always the same. Yeah, we don't care if the show's always the same. After a week vacation, you think I would, give you a different show? Yeah, no, you're not.
Whatever.
Yeah, you're not getting another show. Okay, it's going to be the same show all the time because we're consistent, man. We're not fake news, okay? We don't have an agenda here. We're not reading scripts here of any kind, okay? This is right off the cuff because your boy Roy is amped up. That's why the numbers are off the chain. I'm not going to be embraced by everyone, obviously. Some people think you're damn trash. They can't stand me, man. But those are the best ones. Those are the audience I want. We're new, fresh, local, and absolutely worldwide broadcast podcast here. Talk radio is what we like to call it. Interact with the show, srqtalk@gmail.com. Drop me an email there, or be a little bit more trendy there and leave me a voicemail there. The Anchor dashboard there that we broadcast live from will give you 60 seconds. Leave me a voicemail, srqtalk.com. That's our website. Hit the message button and fire away. Give it 60 seconds. Today's show brought to you by the Tender Smokehouse. Lock it up. I told you everything's big in Texas, including my damn numbers. And you know what else big in Texas besides my numbers? In the damn state, it's Tender Smokehouse Damn Barbecue, man. And the Tender Smokehouse is amped up. Handcrafted Texas barbecue. Scratch-made sides. It's an award-winning barbecue sauce. Now offering online ordering by going to TenderSmokehouseBBQ.com. That's TenderSmokehouseBBQ.com there. Catering services available as well, and that's what I got from them, mailed to me from the great state of Texas. Great friend of mine that lost his little friendly bet there when the Dallas Stars lost to your damn Tampa Bay Lightning in the Stanley Cup, and we brought the cup not only back to America, Canada. You know what, Canada, when Florida won the cup, Canada was like, it's in Texas or Florida, both hot as hell a state, no business having hockey teams, and the Lightning are amped up, your Stanley Cup 2020 winners. Well, he lost a friendly bet to me, and his side of the bet was to send me some damn Texas barbecue, man, where my numbers in the state of Texas are damn off the chain, especially in Dallas, but we are also heard in Houston, and damn off is amped up too. So Tender Smokehouse, and I told him I would give him a shout-out if it was any good. And was it good? Damn good. You know why? Because after I ate it all, it was just a feast. It was a feast of smoked barbecue, and it was definitely falling off the bone, man. It just melted in your mouth. It fell apart in your mouth. It was very quality, high-end meat, that's for sure. The flavoring, I'm a little Latin, so on the flavoring part, I would have adobe'd it a little bit more, a little bit like that. But if the barbecue's good, man, it needs to be not camouflaged at all. Give them a call, man. It's worth it. I got it, damn, FedEx to me. Tender Smokehouse. They're located in two cities in the great state of Texas. One of them is Frisco, and that's Frisco, Texas. You can call them at area code 214-494-2080. They operate from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they're located at 4226 Preston Road in damn Frisco, Texas. What zip code? 75034 area. And then the great city of Salina, Texas. Lock it up. Their phone number, area code 469-202-3000. That's area code 469-202-3000. They operate from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. because breakfast now is damn available in Salina location. That's Tender Smokehouse. Go to their website, TenderSmokehouseBBQ.com. Tell them your boy Roy sent you there from the SRQ Talk Show. I got it delivered for me because I won my bet when the Lightning did. I had a friendly bet with him. If the Lightning would have lost, I would have had to send my boy Anthony over there in Texas. I would have had to send him two Caribbean lobsters. But we're going to end up sending it to Anthony anyway because his birthday is November 21st. He was not shy to tell me that too. He dropped a couple of C notes, he says, by the time he packaged everything. Yeah, you know, he definitely give me dinner for two. I squeezed it out, and I got actually dinner for three out of it. Yeah, because the Queen of Siesta Cree amped it up too, man. She had some. She loved it too. Mom, me, and the damn Queen of Siesta Cree amped it up. I still got leftovers. So it was plenty of meat. He dropped two C notes, he says, on it. But we'll go ahead and send him a Caribbean lobster. We'll send it to him. But I'm going in to the great state of Maine out there in damn Wiscasset in November for Thanksgiving. Your boy Roy's damn favorite holiday. It is my favorite holiday. Thanksgiving is absolutely my favorite holiday. You can't go wrong. There's food. There's family. There's football. You know, there's a little praying, so there's God. And there's amped up, man, food, drinks, all kinds of crap on Thanksgiving, man. I love Thanksgiving, man. Maybe it's just that my memories were so great on Thanksgiving days. Really good ones, especially when the Dolphins played. There was one time that Marino threw five interceptions at Dallas. Oh, that Thanksgiving, it was like, all over the place, you know. But and then there was one time that they beat Dallas, and that was that famous Leon Lett game. And we had Keith Byers making an angel in the end zone. Man, I remember like it was yesterday, man. And you know what? I also remember being a degenerate gambler. I remember that Dallas was minus 10.5. So I grabbed 10.5 points, and I made it a thing. It's Thanksgiving. It's giving. The Vegas is giving you something for free there. 10.5 was a lot because, I mean, the Dolphins were bad, but they weren't that bad. 10.5 point favorite bad. You know, we had Dan Marino on the team. How bad could we have been? You know what I mean? So, we struggled, but the Dolphins would make the playoffs in the 90s all the time, man. I wasn't a season ticket holder, but I would go to every game. And the reason we weren't season ticket holders is because me and my buddies, we would sit at the, formerly known Joe Robbie Stadium. It'll always be known as Joe Robbie Stadium. I don't give a crap what they call it now, what the corporate name on. So don't email me here telling me, oh, but you didn't call it the right name, the Hard Rock. Yeah, right. And to me, it's always going to be the Joe Robbie Stadium. You know why? Because the man put his own money down on it. You think he asked the damn residents of Miami to pitch in like Huizenga did with the Marlins? Wanted to build him that – no, not at all. Joe Robbie was the original owner of the stadium. He bought the whole damn thing with his own money. He didn't ask anybody. He was old school, man. I love Joe Robbie. One of the best owners in NFL history. and well, the formerly known as Joe Rogan, we used to always go, and we used to sit in section 433 all day. It got so bad that like people that would go to the games would know we would advertise it that we were the top row, 433. We would pound that sign. It was like an aluminum. No, it was kind of a metal sign. It was a metal sign, but it was to. It was like on the wall, on the highest you could go. You're ducking airplanes, and we would pound that sign, that it would make so much noise that like, you know, half the stands, half a mile below would turn around every time, because every time they scored or a good play, we were just like 3, 4, 5, 10 of us like pounding on that sign. I remember when the games really got amped up, there would be people coming from 5 rows down upstairs just to pound it and just to get part of the action. I mean, it's either you hated us at the beginning because you would just thought we were a bunch of loudmouths, but we would be calling the game, yelling every play. We're all in on every play, amped up to the maximum level. Okay, and yeah, man, those were some good times. So we weren't season ticket holders, but we would go every game because we didn't care where we sat. In fact, the worse the seat, the better. But no matter what, we all went to 433 because those were seats that, I mean, unless the game is absolutely standing room only where every ticket is sold, it was hard to get to that place. But it's so far up against the wall, you got to be a certain type of individual to even go for that. You stay at home, you know, but we loved it. We had great eyesight when you're young. It looked close to me, you know what I mean, at the time. And it was an aerial look. To me, it was perfect. And we had the sign. That was our area, 433. So we would scalp tickets for $10 every time, no matter what it was. I mean, the highest I probably paid ever going game by game, no matter what the event was. I mean, I remember when Jimmy Johnson came down and we played Dallas on a Monday Night Football. Which, first of all, having Dallas Cowboys play in Miami is rare as it is. But having them on the year that Jimmy Johnson was the coach. So that was one of the big Monday night games when Jimmy Johnson came back against Dallas to coach. I remember that game was probably the highest. That was absolutely not a ticket anywhere. I ended up paying $40 for that ticket. But the majority of the tickets, like during the regular season, they were $10, sometimes $5. We would just scream at the scalpers that had, like, you know, they were buying every ticket, you know, as much as they can. They had fistfuls of tickets, and when it was coming around game time, we would have fistfuls of ketchup, to little ketchup holders to give them to the scalpers, so in other words, put it on your ticket because you're going to end up eating whatever you paid for that ticket. So as much as you want to sell it to me for $60 and make a $50 profit off of one ticket, I'm going to give you $10. I'm going to give you under what it says on the ticket it costs for that ticket. And I don't care where I sit, dude. You know what I mean? Because I'm going straight to 433. So there you had it. That's how we became season ticket holders. But you know, as a kid, and we're always business-minded, me and the people I hung out with. So not that we were cheap or anything, but you want to go, obviously, for the lowest price. But anyway, it's your boy, Roy, man, back from a 7-day vacation. I had told you, hinted to you that I had it all booked, man, went south. You know, when you live in paradise here, you got to look for another paradise. And my choice, sometimes it's the great people of Dan St. Pete that can't turn me off over there. Numbers are astronomical coming out of St. Pete. But I usually go to St. Pete. It's a quick little getaway, only a 45-minute drive. But this time I went down south, man, all the way down south, until you can't go anymore south. The southernmost point of the United States. Even took a picture on the barrel and everything, man, to prove it. You know, we had a great time. Me and the Queen of Siesta Key, the resort that we had it locked up before we got there, off the chain. So romantic, so Key West, and so laid back, man. We had a great room also, really nice and private. Everybody around us was pretty much a couple as well. We were one of the few resorts that actually had a bar, like another building that was attached to our little resort. So we had a really nice outside bar. Bartenders was cool. I mean, it just a little beach area. It was just damn Mac Daddy, man. my hat's off to the great people at in Key West there. They really showed me. It's a mini Miami. It really is. I mean, it really is. I mean, but if you're ever going to have Cubans, you're definitely going to have Cubans in damn Key West. Man, the 305 is representing there big time, okay? But they're only damn 90 miles away from Cuba, man. That ain't no lie, man. So we did the whole Duval Street, man. We ended up renting a golf court, macked out little golf court with the big ass little tires and everything a little golf court brings. But this was amped up, man. Street legal out there in Key West, baby. That's how they commute, baby. Scooters, golf carts, it's a damn island. You're at the end of the earth there. The only reason I wouldn't ever live in Key West, that it is pretty secluded, man. I don't know how those people deal with the evacuation. And I can't imagine, okay, staying and hunkering down and being that guy that, you know, I'm going to die with my property. No, you know, but I can see the only reason I would do that is to avoid the damn evacuation. That's got to be a damn vomit down there in the Keys, man. Only one way in, one way out, man. 7 Mile Bridge. You got that Card Sound Road there, but that's only going to cut you a little bit of a path, man. For the most part, 122 miles. Yeah, you heard it here. Lock it up. SRT Talk, your boy Roy here. Little Friday here, which is Thursday on your calendar, October 29, 2020. We're just trying to get our feet wet here, man. So let's not forget that the anchor likes to cut us off 30 minutes because we only broadcast 1 hour a day. Did I get my shout out in there? Yeah, Tender Smokehouse, man. Mr. Chansky there came through, paid up on his bet. He's old school. Anthony knows, man. You gotta pay your bets, baby. And he sure did, man. He sent it FedEx, okay? Tender Smokehouse. You could do the same. Deliver it for yourself. TenderSmokehouseBBQ.com there, both in Frisco and Salina, where my numbers are damn off the chain in the state of Texas. It was a big, man. It was a big portion. Great, great brisket there. And we thank him for that. And we're still eating it, actually, after like 4 days. It's been since I've gotten it. But anyway, yeah, the great people of Key West showed your boy Roy there in the Queen of Siesta Key, a great time in Key West, Calle Largo, Calle Hueso, lock it up, the 305 also. And the 305 is amping up, man. In Northport, beware, beware. You got the 305 nipping at your heels here in the numbers. And we are going to go over the numbers, and we're not going to apologize for it. But your show's always the same.
Whatever.
You know, honestly, you'll blow it out your ass, okay? I don't care if my show's always the same. Don't listen to it then. There's 100,000 podcasts out there, probably a million. Go listen to their podcast and leave us alone because guess what? We're amped up. And if the people, my audience, my people, my Roy's Rowdy Rebels are going to give up 1 hour of their day out of the 24 that they have, I'm going to give them a couple minutes, man, and shout them out like my damn great people. You know, it's King of the Hill, man. And on my way to the Keys, you know, I passed through the damn King of the Hill, Lehigh Acres, Cape Cod, Fort Myers, still the number one city in Florida, listening to your boy Roy SRQ talk. And we were shocked. This next city was in the bottom of the barrel, like flirting with damn Bradenton a couple weeks ago. But all of a sudden, fire got caught over that beautiful sky bridge in Pinellas County. My people in St. Pete amping up, man. Like over 21% of my audience comes from the great city of St. Petersburg in Florida, the only damn city that can, you know, even compete where I'm sitting and broadcasting live. And that's why it's hard to find a paradise. I went to the damn great people at Key West, baby. They're old school over there, man. Calle Hueso, man, old school, super, super laid back, man. I mean, chilling. Zenning so much so that I'm a little less amped today, man, because I'm just in a zen mood. I'm still feeding off of the Key West vibe. It's almost like when you go down to Jamaica, to Jamaica, man, and they just, it's irie, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's a vibe, it's like a whole energy over there, and it's a big time hippie vibe over there in Key West. It was just chilling. Me and the Queen of Siesta Key could have stayed another damn week easily. Believe me when I tell you, man. But A lot of people were, experiencing vacation blues. You know, there's people checking in and checking out all the time. You know what I mean? And we saw a couple of people from Ohio and Michigan, where my numbers are off the damn chain in Ohio. What the hell's going on in Columbus? They can't get enough of me. As far as they're the number three state, because Washington doesn't want to, like, let me see the numbers, because I remember us having Ohio take a big leap after they were being actually really threatened by the damn state of Washington when Washington passed them. Your show's so boring. He always talks about his numbers.
Whatever.
I told you, blow it out there, man. That's what you're going to get here, because we're going to dedicate it out. We're going to give these people their shout out, because their numbers are so damn off the chain on the graphs that it'd be remiss not to. Oh, and did I tell you 62% females listen to your boy Roy and SRQ talking, and they haven't downloaded the female gender? I mean, 62%. Don't hate because you don't have 62% of the damn females. Wherever your boy Roy is, any building I go into, just like when I went to Key West, any building I went into, I always want the ratio to be more women than damn men, okay? Always. Nothing against you guys, okay? No, I mean, of course I want the men to listen to me, man. I would think that I do. But, you know, right now, you're probably at, what, 38%? Because, hey, 62% ladies holding strong there. And we have a history. We have a history when they were damn, remember? When I was like 32%, but not no more, man. Ladies, 62%. Welcome, ladies. Hope you had a wonderful 7 days like I did. The hell are we talking about? Let me see Ohio. Yeah, no new countries, but, you know, I told you the last time we broadcast that damn UK that is deemed my audience, Roy's Rowdy Rebels out there in London, sharing so well, because Wales has opted in as well. UK, good afternoon to you, or whatever it is over there. Could be good morning. The great people of Ireland, Mexico, Germany, Turkey, the damn Netherlands, the Asian community in Singapore, Colombia. Women are so beautiful in Colombia. And then the motherland that we announced last week, baby. It's the motherland of damn Spain. Okay, where my grandparents are, and it gives me damn goosebumps that Spain is listening. More specifically in Spain, Catalonia. What is it? I say it's Catalonia, man. Lock it up. Catalonia. If you pronounce it differently, like my mother was ragging on me, that I didn't know how to pronounce it. To me, it's Catalonia, man. Lock it up. There's where we're getting our audience out of the motherland of Spain there. So, yeah, and as far as in Florida, let's give out the shout-out to Florida. Let's keep our eye on the time, though, because we don't have too much sports, even though the next 30 minutes of the show is our SRQ sports show. There's not much, so because there's a lot of stories. There's a lot of stories. We usually do top news here, definitely international news as well. National news, but more than anything that we put up to the front of the line is damn Florida, more specifically Sarasota, Manatee County. We pushed up to the straight of the line. So once we get these numbers, we'll get to some stories here. Let's see how we're doing on time, because you know time flies with your boy Roy, man. Bugle or not, baby. He hits the damn bugle button too much. Yeah, like I told you, blow it out your damn ass. Yeah, you're with 24 minutes in already, because time flies with your boy Roy here. We only get 30 minutes here, so we're going to have to damn amp it up, man. Put the pedal to the metal here. And what do we got here in Florida? Let's just check the numbers, man. We got to check the numbers here, all right? As much as you don't like to, Florida, damn, man, Fort Myers and St. Pete, almost half the pie, man. Over 50% just in those two cities. But my third place, of course, like it should be, damn Sarasota, SRQ, baby. Better known as Paradise there. Third place, Northport. Very slim fourth, because guess who's amping up? The 305, my Sucios there in Miami, want to take fourth place. They're really neck and neck with Northport there on the numbers. And then it's Fort Lauderdale, baby. Love Fort Lauderdale. In fact, my next trip's going to be down in your area, but it might be in the high end of Boca Raton, because your boy here is Mac Daddy. So I'm gonna go to Del Rey, man. That's the next on the bucket list there with the Queen of Siesta Key. We're going Del Rey next. And then what is it? The bottom five, seven cities now. We got some little run into it. And when I say little city, I mean this is 5%, 4% of the viewers. Well, we got Orlando there, little Mickey Mouse. Orlando tuning in, and our highest city in damn Manatee County. It's a great city of Palmetto, man. And then Bradenton comes in. But Bradenton, I'll give Bradenton a little credit. Bradenton has come up from being the gum on your bottom of your shoe, because only because other cities have opted in that have lower percentage have opted in. We've just gotten more cities. So it seems like Bradenton is higher just because the numbers are awful in Vegas. And I say it every day. And they don't get better. They do not get better, man. Bradenton has opted out. They're anti the SRQ talk show for some reason. But Bradenton, and then, rounds out Lakeland, and then, and yeah, Tampa. Yeah, you're way at the bottom, Tampa. Damn, and your Rays, yeah, your Rays lost and choked it up, man, in game six. And, I mean, how much juice you want to get out of Blake Snell, okay? And Blake Snell, stop being a damn baby, man. Always having to be animated when they take him out of the game, you damn baby. Axe getting old, man. This is a game of damn analytics, man. It's worked enough for you to be in the damn World Series in game six, which you couldn't come through because the damn COVID damn Dodgers took it. But we're going to have plenty of time to talk about sports. I want you to hang on to me because time's going to run out of us here. We're already 26 minutes in. It's my first show coming back off of vacation. Let me see. We got Orlando, Palmetto, Bradenton, Lakeland, yeah, Tampa, and then great city of Parrish that opted in. Yeah, there you go, Parrish. I need another city in damn Manatee County. In my latest city, finally, with the pinky in the air, it's damn Naples. I passed your city, Naples. Naples, you used to be nice 20, 30 years ago, man. You're just damn drunk now, man. You're all ghettoed out down there in Naples, man. What happened in Naples, man? That's a big disappointment, man. I went through your city, Naples, on the way to damn Cayo Hueso out there in Key West. And not impressed at all with Naples, man. In fact, you would get that, man. But I do appreciate you amping up and tuning in to your boy Roy SRQ Talk. Guys, we're going to have to wrap it up. But when we come back, not only are we going to talk sports, okay, I do have news, a lot of news. We got your damn COVID numbers, okay? But did you notice it's not taking over the show? Remember that we couldn't stop talking about it? Now it's in the back of the news. And just when this damn election ends on Tuesday, okay, it's going to disappear. I know the numbers are amping up here, man, as far as, like, cases of the damn cooties here. People are all, like, and it's almost like a conspiracy. Everybody on social media, everybody's talking about how the numbers are going up. Guess what? I don't believe in the damn numbers already. I've been reporting this crap since July 3rd, okay, of this year. And I'm about damn over it, all right? The election's coming. It's gonna die down, okay? But we do have cases in Florida. We're over 4 grand again, man. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you, but we're going to have to talk about it on the flip side. I do want to tell you really quick about also there's a missing endangered adult out there in Manatee County that I want to give you some news on. There's a new bridge dam going up, finally opening up on I-75 we're going to talk about. Like I said, man, Sarasota, Manatee County, go to the front of the line. But we're going to have to catch me on the flip side because I'm just coming off a 7 days vacation, macking out, man. So I'm on a Zen mode. So we're going to take it slowly, man, but still amped up at the same time. Join me on the flip side. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. Come back with me, Yarn. Yes, sir. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. Thank you for joining me here on the flip side of the SRQ Talk Show.
It's Little Friday. You know it as Thursday, October 29th, 2020. And we're coming off a 7-day vacation, baby. We're amped up. In fact, that's a lie. You know, I didn't even, as you notice on that last half hour, it just went so quick because time flies with your boy Roy. I tell you that all the time because it's so true. But especially coming off of a 7-day vacation in Key West, man. I'm as mellow as I'm going to be. Zenned out. I couldn't even get to the stories. There's just too much on the plate today. Too much to talk about. What they need to amp up is they need to get a 2-hour show here for your boy Roy. He doesn't stop hitting the bugle button.
Whatever.
I wish the bugle button went on vacation.
Whatever.
Get the hell out of here, baby. It's a million podcasts. Go listen to them because I got plenty of people listening to me, baby. Numbers are off the chain. Thank you for the numbers. At least staying steady. As we took a 7-day hiatus and went down south where the road ends, man. Road ends right there at the barrel, the southernmost point of damn the United States there on the East Coast. Can't go no farther, man. It's the end of the earth right there, man. You're going into the Gulf, okay? It's just beautiful out there. It was a little partly cloudy when we first got there. In fact, it rained a little bit on us on the way there. That's why... because I told you I was flying down 75, eventually down the Turnpike South in a BMW Z4 with the convertible top down. We're going to take the bra off. And but on the way there, it was partly cloudy there. That's because that damn hurricane, damn Zeta, was passing through. We were getting the damn outer bands, I think, of that. And to all my good people there in Louisiana, I hope everybody's okay in New Orleans, the ATL. Where my Georgia numbers are not as big as they used to be because now there's more states involved. We got about a top 15 here on the SRQ talk show as far as states go. But we're not going to – we only get 30 minutes on this flip side. Normally, we like to call it the SRQ sports show, the second half here of the SRQ talk show. It is brought to you by WagerLock.com. WagerLock.com is probably the friendliest website any gambling. I've been in the business for a long time, man. A lot of websites I've seen. WagerLock.com is a sports consulting company that is going to give you one lock. That's it. One straight up boring bet. That's right. They're not going to subscribe to. They're not going to subscribe to your damn parlays, your 17 damn teasers, and your if bets and bets around the world and your prop bets and your live betting. None of that crap is taking place at WagerLock.com. They're about as transparent as you can be. They're going to ask you for two pieces of information. They're going to ask you for your for your payment of $19.99, and they're going to give you an absolute guaranteed winner against the number in Vegas, which is hard to do, but they got the formula, according to them. They're so confident on their pick that they're not going to charge you the $19.99 if it doesn't come through. They'll just go ahead and refund it. They don't even let you ride it, okay? Instant refund on Square Up there, which is a very reputable way to take payments there, secured way anyway. Hit them up, wagerlock.com. They'll give you that winner. There's not too many sports going on. Here, in fact, yesterday was the very first time in a damn long time. Remember when we were thinking not even to have sports this year with this all this COVID-19, and yesterday it was the first time there was really no sporting event to wager on. But hit them up because there's plenty of games today. Your boy Roy's gonna give you his lock of the day. I don't have the numbers in front of me, and I should. I'm just not prepared this today because, like I said, man, we just came back from a 7-day vacation. I know that's no excuse, but we're right around. We're flirting around. I think it was 34 and 21 or something like that. We were above 55%, which is socially acceptable in the gambling circle. And we're right now about 56%. There's about four games tonight, including the damn NFL plays Thursday night football today. Got a couple of college football games also competing with the time. I wish they would spread it out and maybe play those college games on Friday. The college game is being jeopardized by damn Wisconsin opting out. Wisconsin can't get it right, you know, and that's another state now that I think about the damn state of Wisconsin. We don't have not even a – where's Wisconsin at on my numbers? not to be seen. Nobody from Green Bay, nobody anywhere, man, in Wisconsin listening to the show. Maybe they'll start today just because I'm mentioning their damn state. But, yeah, the University of Wisconsin, man, a lot of damn cooties going around there. I think they had like 13 cases. They're shutting it down, man. They were part of that Big Ten that didn't even want to play football at all. And then they saw everybody else, Notre Dame, all the rest of them playing. They're like, damn, man, maybe we made a mistake. Maybe we jumped the gun here on this damn COVID cooties. We'll end up playing. Okay, we'll play. And they schedule a couple of games, and now they're opting out again, man. That's right. University of Wisconsin announcing who is Alvarez is running that joint up there. Barry Alvarez. That's an ex-U of Emmer, baby. That's right. He was there back in the day. Barry Alvarez. But you know them. Most people know him more for the Wisconsin legend. He coached that team forever. He was like a Paterno that wouldn't go away. You know what I mean? And Paterno, rest in peace, Joe Paterno, baby. Too bad he went out during that whole scandal with the molesting of kids and all that crap, that which we're not going to relive here because we need to get to news, man. We didn't have time because we're all zenned out from our Key West trip. And another thing I noticed, the damn word police and Karen, and then, you know, my mic, I'm just off my game. I'm off my game right now. I'm coming off a zen 7-day R and all total relaxation. I mean, threw the phone away, but there's limitations when you're in an old city. You want to look up things. You want to be a little avatar and Google things and use MapQuest and well, not MapQuest. That you would have to be a real damn old fart to be using. You know, the little Waze. You know, you want a GPS stuff when you're riding around in an amped up golf cart in Duval Street. We did Duval Street big time, man. But really relaxing, very mellow. And that's why your boy Roy's mellow today, man. It's just I'm still off the vibe of Key West. So I couldn't even, I'm so slow paced now and the time flies as it is. And I'm usually so amped up because I got to get every story in. Not today, man. Today I'm laid back, man. And we haven't even got to any local stories. We usually like to bring Sarasota and Bradenton to the front of the line. And that's exactly what we're going to do here today. So today, even though this is the SRQ Sports Show edition of the SRQ Talk Show, the second half is what we like to call it. There is news that we didn't get a chance to get to in the front of the line here, so let's go ahead and do it now. Missing endangered adult in damn Bradenton. I want to get to this damn story. And, of course, you know, my internet, which I always, you know, complain about. I'm going to complain about it today as well because it's acting up. But a missing endangered adult in Bradenton, Luckner Pettit, was last seen Wednesday evening leaving the 2500 block of 34th Avenue East riding a bicycle while making attempts to harm himself. Damn it. What the hell does he want to harm himself? I guess that's why they're calling him an endangered adult. They're so damn dramatized. He's 5'6". He weighs 150. He has last seen wearing a camouflage style shorts with no shirt or shoes. So he can't be too hard to find there. This is a from the African community. The guy looks a little Haitian to me, but Luckner, it could be Petit, but I'm going to call it Pettit here since he's from Manatee County and not saying that he's from Port-au-Prince and damn Haiti. Love my Haitian people out there, man. Well, he looks a little Haitian to me, man, but he's 5'6", and he weighs about 150, so he's a small guy. He's got camouflage shorts, camouflage-like shorts, anyway, is what they're saying, with no shirt or shoes. So the guy's on something. Anyone with information on his whereabouts is asked to contact the Manatee County Sheriff's Office. Please get this guy off the streets. Area code 941-747-3011. That's 941-747-3011. There you go, man. If you have any information on Luckner Pettit there, missing endangered adult in the damn city of Bradenton. All right. And what else did we want to know? Finally, some good news. Let's get some damn good news, man. I've been out of town for 7 days. Let's not make it doomsday damn radio here. New I-75 bridge over State Road 70, which is in Manatee County, exit 217 there, is opening tonight on Thursday night on Little Friday here. The long wait will soon be over for motorists. Finally, yes. Traveling on I-75 southbound in Manatee County. Like I said, your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, is telling you it's damn exit 217 to State Road 70. A new bridge will officially open Thursday night. Traffic will be diverted to the new path over the bridge, which is over State Road 70. FDOT officials say that the new bridge will make the interstate much safer. There you go. Amp it up, man. So your damn little, the overall I-75 project is expected to be finished in the middle of next year. So, but the bridge part of it, this is a part of an $80 million construction project that started back in January of 2019. The overall project will improve the nearly 7 mile stretch of I-75, widening it to 8 damn lanes, man. I-75 getting amped up, man. People are using that road a lot more now, man. A lot more people, population going up. So there you go. Your little bridge is finally open tonight on exit 217 there. So they're going to divert you there. So you're going to be able to go on it. I try to avoid the area, honestly, but I did. You know, I was on I-75 for a long-ass time. You know, until I took the alligator alleyway. I usually like to get off on exit 101 there in Naples and take the back road, Collier Boulevard, in damn Collier County there in Naples. And just take that south all the way down to the Miccosukee, hanging right on Chrome. You know, that's the way I like to do it normally. But this time with the Queen of Siesta Key there, I just decided to go on Alligator Alley, go on the expressway, less lights, things like that. So, and it was a smooth ride down there. It really was, there and back. And we stopped a lot. We took a lot of pictures about the welcome. Let me see. Do I know the order? I know it's Key Largo first, and then it's Key Largo, Tavernier, Island Mirada, or is it? No, it's Island Mirada, then Marathon, and then Palm Beach something, and then damn Key West, baby. I don't know if I'm hitting them all, man, but we did. The Queen of Siesta Key, she did on one of the bars that we went there. Was it at damn Sloppy Joe's? No, it wasn't at that overrated commercial doubt Sloppy Joe's that everybody wants to go to, man. I enjoyed it more at Rick's. Shout out to Rick's Cafe on Duval Street there, amping it up, showed us a really good time there. And what else was the Green Room? The Green Room was off the chain. The bull right there on Duval Street, baby. The Bull locked it up also. We hit that. We were just bar hopping from bar to bar. Those are kind of some of the places that, you know, and of course we ate at Willie T's. Willie T's right there on Duval Street as well. Locked it up there. Had a good time there. Man, we hit it all. We hit it all on Duval Street. You can't possibly do it any better. Including seeing that CNBC profit show, the Key Lime Pie Dam Factory or whatever out there. Went to see that commercial place. They didn't let us in the door, though. They were exercising their right to social distance. They're a little bit more paranoid about it down there in the Keys, about this whole COVID-19. And let's get to your damn numbers here. Florida is reporting, as of Thursday, the DOH reports 4,198 new cases of the damn cooties here in Florida. There is also has been an increase of damn 77. That's right. Game over for 77 residents here in Florida due to the COVID-related deaths. That brings a total death count here in Florida to 16,648. Getting real close to 20 G's there. So yeah, and let me see 200. Let me see if they're gonna do it. We're gonna give it more specific in Manatee County. There you go. Yeah, because we did report last week that you entered the damn 13,000 club, and it wasn't the Mile High Club there, Manatee County. You're at 13,258 cases of the Dan Cooties there, Manatee County in Sarasota. You're not too far behind. You're about to enter the 10,000 club, and it's, I told you, it's not the Mile High Club. Okay, but Sarasota County total cases, 9,637 cases of the Dan Cooties there for Sarasota County. Thank God, that's the county I live in, and I'm COVID clean as of right now, as far as I know. I mean, have I ever gotten tested? I'm ashamed to say I haven't. I know we did the testing sites and all that, and I just haven't never tested. I've never felt like I've needed to test. Maybe they might make me test if I go on my flight on Thanksgiving Day. Well, 2 days prior to Thanksgiving Day, my favorite holiday, I'm going to be going to the great state of Maine. Where if Chansky wants to, because Anthony's birthday is on November 21st. He was the kind soul that paid up his damn bet that he lost in the Stanley Cup to me. So he delivered some Texas tender smokehouse, damn Texas barbecue. And that makes sense because my numbers in Texas are big like the damn state is. And they're big in barbecue, and the barbecue sauce there in Tender Smokehouse was kind enough to ship it over to us at a fee. Of course, to Anthony, he's paying his bet to me, and it was off the chain. That damn brisket from Texas is damn good stuff. Good stuff, man. I lost my train of thought. You know why, man? Because we're supposed to be doing news and not talking this all this other garbage that we just talked about. So there you have it, man. Your new I-75 bridge over the State Road 70 in Manatee County opens on Thursday night there. So you have that to look forward to. Hopefully that helps the traffic. And yeah, man, you got your damn COVID-19 numbers. That is not going to take over my show, but the damn Cooties, 4,198. And I have my doubts about these numbers. Don't trust these numbers. Of course, Tuesday, unless you live under a damn rock, okay, you know that the damn elections, okay, are on Tuesday. You know, I've made it no secret here, even though it's none of your business. Your boy Roy is waiting for the day of the election, and I'll be damn walking into the safest, the cleanest poll area that I'm ever going to go to vote, okay, that I have every since I think I've been 21, I've been voting every 4 years. So it's not my first rodeo, and it's not my first rodeo in paradise here. So I know where my elected official place is, okay, to go vote, and I'm going to go exercise my right, baby, as a damn U.S. citizen here and place my vote. Okay, and I'm going to watch the envelope and make sure it goes in the damn ballot box, okay? So I'm keeping my eye on you. I ain't going to mail it. Stop mailing me things, telling you to go mail in my vote. No, there's going to be no room for any fraud going on here on your boy Roy's vote. I think it's going to be a damn blowout. Okay, it's going to be a blowout. It's going to be like the damn Kansas City in the Jets game coming up, which is deemed as the highest point spread. I think it's at 26 right now. We'll get to the numbers. This is the sports section. I got to get all my news that I get in on the first segment, man, because just got back from a 7-day, man. I'm just taking it easy. I'm zenned out, man. You know, I'm not going to apologize for it. What else do you need to know, man, now that we're talking about this damn election? All right, what do you need to know before you vote in Sarasota? Let me take my eye on here. I told you this side of the show, this 30-minute of the show, is sponsored to you by wagerlock.com, man. Go do yourself a favor. We're going to get into the numbers, too. We're 18 minutes in. We're 48 minutes into the entire show. So we're going to have to put the pedal to the metal here. What you need to know to vote, besides getting your ass up and driving yourself to your election area, what do you need to know in Sarasota before you vote? That's what I want to answer here with the help of the ABC staff here. ABC7 in Sarasota, baby, amping it up is where we're getting our sources here. And according to the ABC7 staff here, if you are voting in person, which I am, the Sarasota County Supervisor of Elections has some tips to help you before you head to the polls. Oh, how nice. Great. So let's go ahead and help. I mean, there are directions on shampoo bottles. So they're going to help us vote here. Things that we need, their recommendation, the ABC 7 here. Know what is on your ballot before you go to vote. I guess that's true, even though I've never known. I've known that the day I'm reading it in the booth, I'm going to take my time in the booth, man. I'm not going to rush my vote, okay? But that's a kind of a good tip there. Know what's on your ballot before you go to vote. Every voter may download a personalized sample ballot at sarasotavotes.com. You heard? Every voter may download a personalized sample ballot at sarasotavotes.com. Additionally, a sample ballot has been mailed to every voter who has not requested a vote by mail ballot. That's right. Guess what? I'm not voting by mail. Never was, never asked to vote by mail. I discourage it. So I did get my, but guess what? I threw it outside the bin of garbage like I did every other dreck I've been getting in the damn U.S. mail in my mailbox, okay? I have to take it out. It would overflow. It would be, oh my God, if I wasn't emptying out my U.S. mailbox, so you damn millennials out there that don't want to admit that you listen to your boy Roy. You went from 17 to 14%. That's just because there's other age brackets that are taking a little bit of your pie. But we know you're listening out there, you little closet listeners. There you go, my millennials, ages 23 to 27. The last day to vote. Let me see. This is some informative information. Let's see. Voters are encouraged. A sample ballot box. So they mailed you a sample ballot box, and voters are encouraged to mark their choices on a sample ballot and take it into the voting booth to use as a reference guide when voting early on election day. Okay, if you want to expedite and speed up the process. If you have not yet voted, and I haven't, please consider voting early. No, I don't want to vote early. I don't want to give you any more time for any fraud to happen. You're going to get my vote on the day, okay? Over 50% of people I was reading have already voted, okay? So it's already easy for you, okay? Yeah, I'm going to vote there, and I'm going to take my time in the booth, okay? I might not go by all these little recommendations that you're doing, but I encourage everybody else to do it. If you want to expedite it, you know, you live a rock star life, superstar life, and you got to get back to it, you know, if it's such an inconvenience for you. I think it's going to be a rare thing. I think I'm going to be in and out of this place because everyone's doing it either online or mailing it in, or 50% of, or voting early, you know. So if you have not voted yet, please reconsider voting. Wait times are down and are posted at sarasotavotes.com. The last day to vote early, your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk. It's all about making you be in the know. The last day to vote early is this Sunday, November 1st. 8 sites, including 3 election offices in the great city of Northport, which is number 4 on my list of cities that listen to me. That's at the Biscayne Plaza there in Northport. And in the great city of Venice, where I go fishing, it's going to be the R.L. Anderson Administration Building. I know Venice. In Venice, you're hard of hearing, huh, Venice?
Whatever.
Venice is at the R.L. Anderson Administration Building, okay? And in Sarasota, it's at the Terrace Building. Lock it up, man. That's at the Sarasota Square Mall, for you nodding to know. The Terrace Building in Sarasota, Sarasota Square Mall, North Sarasota Library. You got the damn Fruitville Library, Shannon Staub Library. You got the Bee Ridge Park, are all open now through Sunday, November 1st, for you to go and vote early if you want, from 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. You may vote at any early voting site. Remember, take a photo and signature ID when you go to vote. Amp it up. Your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, Little Friday. You know it as Thursday, October 29, 2020. We're coming to the end of the show here. Let's see what else tips that they give us here. So all those places are the places that you could go vote early, man. The deadline to request a vote by mail, a ballot be mailed to a voter, was October 24. So guess what? Let me see. October 25th. It's October 29th, man. So it's too late to be mailing in your vote. However, voters may pick up a ballot in person at any of the three election offices in Sarasota, Venice, or the great city of Northport now through Election Day, November 3rd. You will be asked to provide photo and signature ID. Completed vote by mail ballots must be received by the election office no later than 7 p.m. You heard that? You damn drag. Completed vote by mail ballots must be received by the elections office no later than 7 p.m. on election day to be counted. Postmarks do not count. If you have not yet returned your ballot, we recommend returning in person to secure a drop box inside any early voting location during early voting dates. Times listed that your boy Roy here mentioned to you, keeping you in the know. Ballots may also be returned to a secure drop box outside of all three election offices now through Election Day from 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. On Election Day, a voter may vote only at his or her assigned polling place. Polling place locations are identified on voter information cards and online SarasotaVotes.com. Due to COVID-19, it has been necessary to temporarily relocate some polling places, okay? Okay, so they're going to switch it up on you, man. You better make sure that your polling place is on by going to SarasotaVotes.com to see if your polling locations has changed for the November 3rd election. You want to check there, all right? You can also call their office at 941-861-8619. Let's see how we're doing on time. We're about 27 minutes in. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on election day, man. Every voter must present current and valid photo and signature ID upon check-in at the polling place. A voter who does not produce an ID will be offered a provisional ballot, a list of valid photo IDs can also be found in the voter's guide at SarasotaVotes.com. There you go, guys. There is no more. I'm glad I'm back safely from my 7-day trip. Hope you guys missed us. Numbers are damn off the chain. Thank you for tuning in. Interact with the show, srqtalk@gmail.com, or visit our website at www.srqtalk.com. Hit the message button. Leave me a voicemail. Surprise me there. We'd like to thank all the audience for tuning in. There is no more. We'll be back with an all-football Friday show tomorrow. Stay safe. Stay corona-free. Don't act a fool. Lock it up. Your boy Roy, SRQ Talk.
Oh, thank you.